Well, congratulations. You've all finished training and have passed with flying colors and are ready to hit the street. You are now all certified EMTs, emergency medical technicians. Don't worry. In this next 12 to 15 minutes, you will not encounter any bodily fluids or significant trauma. But keep in mind, you are dealing with a world that is sick and has many illnesses. The title for this morning is Working In and On the Spiritual EMS Ladder. This is going to be a comparison as to how the EMS hierarchy compares to walking a Christ-filled life and our church hierarchy. We think of a ladder as going up and down, but this morning I kind of wanted you to keep in your mind of a ladder on a horizontal plane. Everybody that's on this ladder, from one end of the spectrum to the other, is all headed for the same goal. But we're all interacting from one end to the other on this plane. So just kind of keep that in your mind as we go along. The EMT is at the bottom or starting point of the EMS ladder. And isn't that where we basically start out as new converts? Wanting to follow a Christ-filled life. There are levels of EMTs, of course, basic, intermediate, and advanced. Each level carrying a few more job skills and extra responsibility. But as a basic EMT, you have the ABCs to worry about: airway, breathing, and circulation. Because without these basics, severe damage or even death can occur. As a new believer, you want to share, but you need to get your footing, understanding the basics, understanding why you believe and what you believe. Remember, rarely is it going to be textbook out there. This is a guide. Our Bible is a guide and a detailed instruction manual, but it won't determine sometimes how people will react. The first rule of EMS, as you were taught, is survey the scene. See what might have caused the situation that lies before you. Are you prepared? If you find yourself over your head, are you calm? Are you collected? And humble enough to know you need additional resources? Yes, I did say humble. It's way easy to say, I can handle this. It's hard not to want to show off your skills. You want to be that person who saves the day. As in the EMS hierarchy, it's also true in your Christ-filled walk. Don't go outside your scope of training. Become confident and secure in the position before accepting bigger and bigger challenges. Remember, as an EMT, you're the first line of rescue and hope. Just as with the kingdom of God, remember, you are presenting something awesome, life-changing, to someone who may be having the worst day of their life. That's why Christ always needs you to work. That's why Christ always needs to work through you. Turn with me to the first verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. It's a well-known memory verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, you can stop there. And you can also put studying in for rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying the word of truth. Drop down to verse 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Look at what happens right here in this room when someone goes down a rabbit hole. We've all been there, and we shouldn't be. Drop down to verse 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, In this case, it means to struggle or fight with. But be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient. If you would look at another verse with me, if you turn a little farther in Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 3. 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 3. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Just as an EMT, you need to access the situation and make sound judgments and courses of action. If you make poor choices, you may not have an opportunity to correct it. As the EMT, you're going to do your ABCs, airway, breathing, and circulation. Then you're going to get your patient stabilized so you can proceed to the hospital. As an EMT, when you have a complicated situation or something that requires instant medication or stabilization, you reach out to your paramedics to assist you. This is the next level. With additional hours of training, medics are on the same level as our elders and deacons. This is an additional resource we should be using regularly. They can answer questions, provide you with information, or direct you in a direction that will benefit all those involved. We are given a commission, and this is part of our mission statement, as well as on the front of this plaque right here. Preaching the gospel, preparing a people. Preparing your patient for further care. Please turn with me to our next scripture, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The commission is straightforward. Just as an EMT, you don't pick your calls. When that alert sounds, you spring into action. Turn to Luke 1:7. Luke 1:7. And he shall go with him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. As we reach out to the world around us, we are told over and over again from Christ, feed my sheep. We should encourage others to attend, and this is where our next level comes in. Our pastors, that same level as an emergency room doctor. Pastors are the men of discernment who have sound doctrine and consistency in the church. Just like the ER doctor who should be prepared to handle the mild to the wild, from the toothache to the four-car pileup on Route 1 with three priority patients, a multitasker who can compartmentalize and prioritize. You don't have to turn here, but just as Christ told Simon Peter three times in John 21, 15 through 17, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Not just the ones who are just starting to be called, but everyone in God's church needs to be fed. Like with the EMS system, you have a chain of command, and the higher you go up that chain, the greater the responsibility. EMTs, paramedics, nurses, doctors, specialists, medical directors, hospital boards. So we have the same hierarchy in God's church. members, deacons, elders, ministers, regional pastors, church president, council of elders. And there's several in there that fit in between. Those were just the highlights. And in both scenarios, the greatest physician of all is our Heavenly Father. Please turn with me to a verse that speaks to this. If you would turn to Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. With this advancement comes great pressure. That's why we have to be watchful of our own. Just like EMS is a family, the church is an ever-growing family as well. But even the devout can be led astray and have to be kept in check. No matter how hard it is to confront, Christ never said it would be easy or without trial or suffering. Rewarding beyond measure, but not easy. Each situation you come through teaches you and prepares you for the next. EMS, just like walking the Christ-filled life, will be full of changes and obstacles and wonder at times. But we are told we will never be given more than we can stand, and Christ will always be there for us to hold on to. Not only are we helping others outside the church, but we're also building each other up inside the church family. I will leave you with the greatest gift I was given while serving as an EMT, and I think it applies equally as well to our walk here on earth. Be a good listener. Yes, be a good listener. I have lots of improvement. Just ask my wife. Christ always had time to listen to those whom he taught. Our Father is always there to listen. No matter how minute or how complex, he listens. I have worked for several years on ambulances paid and volunteer, 911 as well as 1079 runs, which are non-emergency. And on those 1079 runs, I was taking people home to die, taking people to hospice to die, taking patients on to other hospitals in hopes of further treatment. The one thing they want to do is for you to listen. Maybe they need empathy. Maybe they need to vent. Maybe they need to know somebody cares. Aren't those the things Christ has left on our to-do list? EMS people are leaders, and so are we. Sometimes you have to think outside the box. Sometimes you have to get out in front of it to control it. But as long as Christ is working through you, and you're allowing his words to come through you, you will have an overabundance of joy and peace and growth working along that spiritual EMS.